Well, let's go to our third story now. UK Foreign Secretary William Hague has discussed the crisis in Iraq with his Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif. No further details about the phone conversation are available now. Hague is due to give a statement to Parliament on events in Iraq later on Monday. Earlier, the British Foreign Secretary reiterated that the UK government wasn't planning to intervene militarily to help Iraq fight the ISIL terrorists, who have overrun swathes of the country in recent days. He said the US is more likely to have the assets and capability for any outside intervention. Well, earlier we asked our reporter in London for the latest on the phone conversation between Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and his British counterpart William Hague on the situation in Iraq, as well as the remarks Hague made later in the British Parliament. Here's what she had to say.
The British Foreign Minister William Hague has now given his statement to the House of Commons. He said the UK will not make a military intervention in Iraq, but he said the United States is looking at all options. So definitely a distancing there. The UK already had a parliamentary vote against intervention in Syria. He did say that the UK has sent a team of counter-terror experts to offer assistance, however. He also alluded to, again, the approximately 400 British nationals and other UK-linked individuals that are fighting in Syria, some with the ISIS. Most analysts are saying that there most certainly is some British fighters in Iraq as well. But William Hague also touched on Iran. He said the UK government has, and I quote here, an important common interest with Iran over Iraq. He also suggested, and as the media reports here are picking up, that he'll announce tomorrow, Tuesday, that the UK will strengthen diplomatic ties with Iran. Even some reports that he might possibly announce an opening of the embassy in Tehran. But on the broader level, whether it is the UK or the United States, there it seems to have been finally a realisation that regionally things cannot be solved without Iran round the table.